الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, with the passing of the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, if we have to look into our calendar, we have now entered into a period which ulama-i-kiram refer to from the first of Shawwal as Ayyam-e-Hajj, the days of Hajj. I've mentioned this many times before. Whilst it's not possible or even conceivable that every one of us every year will proceed for Hajj, there are certain regulations, certain stipulations, and obviously the desire in the heart varies. However, we find that Hajj is a universal command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the fifth pillar of Islam, and through it, the culmination, the completion, the perfection of our Deen-e-Islam occurred. So there are certain asbaq and lessons that whether you are going for Hajj or you're not going for Hajj, whether this fardiyat of Islam has been completed and fulfilled or not, these asbaq and lessons and haqaiq which are attached to Hajj, no Muslim can afford to not have this as an integral part of his life. The first aspect, obviously the occasion of Jumu'ah is very limited. There are certain of these aspects that we will attempt inshallah to try and make muzakara of, remind ourselves, touch upon them. Whatever opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. The first aspect of Hajj, ulama ikram explain, if we look at our five pillars of Islam. One is La ilaha illa bunya al-islamu ala khams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he gave an example of an edifice or a structure. He said the foundation of Deen-e-Islam, like a building has a foundation, Islam's foundation is five things. One is the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say this kalima is kalima ma'rifat, to recognize who is Allah, to recognize the role of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, introduction, through kalima, introduction takes place. But we know, in a relationship, it doesn't stop at introduction. After introduction, then what is required? What is the next level? What is the next stage? They say ta'alluq, for relationship to develop. Now introduction took place, now relationship. How do you develop your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They say for that, we are given the second pillar of Islam, salah. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Allah says, establish salah for my remembrance. Connect with your Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, whenever I desired that I wanted to talk to Allah, I would start 2 rakat salah. Once relationship is developed, then this gradually, provided one applies oneself, evolves into the next stage. And what is the next stage? They say the next stage is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhabbat. And they say for that we were given fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ For that we were given zakat. The sequence ulama mentioned, how relationship develops into love, they said zakat. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeeb question, mafhum of the question, such is the attachment with dunya that Ya Rasulullah, I am reluctant to die, reluctant to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has wired every human being, kaan khol kar sun lena. Allah has wired every human being. This heart will follow that which it loves. It will yearn for. It will desire that which it loves. And how the love for something is established in this heart, make effort for it. Morning till night, unfortunately today, the sum total perspective of our effort is what? Dunya. From a young age, this is instilled. Worldly aspiration, worldly goal, worldly degree, worldly wealth. So what is happening? The love for this is entrenching itself in the heart. This is why we don't want to give it up. We don't want to let it go. Kabar will be right in front, still we're holding on to the dunya. Why? Because the effort was made for that. So the heart follows that. So our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say to this man? Do you have wealth? He says, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give it away in the way of Allah. Spend it in Allah's path. Zainul Abideen, the son of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Hussein bin Ali, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would see a poor man, he would give him money, he would spend on him, and then he would profusely thank him. Profusely thank him. That shukr to my Allah that he has sent a porter to me to transport my wealth to Jannah. Someone to take it to the akhirat for me, because this heart is going to follow that which it loves. Morning till night you are making effort for dunya. The love for it is entrenched in the heart. My master sallallahu alayhi wasallam told this man who is reluctant to meet Allah Ta'ala that you have wealth, yes, spend it. Why? Because the heart will follow the wealth. The heart will follow the wealth. Through fasting, through zakat, ta'alluq evolves now into muhabbat. Spend, infaq, spend in the way of Allah, the heart is going to follow the wealth. The shauq for akhirat will come. The shauq for Allah will come. And then what is the next stage? What is the next stage? Muhabbat evolves now into ishq. I often say this, iman you can't see. Main to mumin hu. I'm a complete believer. Claims we make. Iman you can't see. Nor can you find one scale in this world, in the supermarket, that's gonna weigh your iman. how heavy is your iman or how developed your iman is. But we are given what we call nishaniya, signs. We are given measuring tapes. We are given yardsticks. One very, very great yardstick. Iman kitna racha hua hai. How developed is your iman? How much has iman entered the heart? One yardstick Allah gave us in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Iman wala kaun hai? Who are the people of Iman? How do you find them? How do you recognize them? Who are they? أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Their love for Allah is intense. عشق Where Allah becomes everything. Allah becomes everything. This is Iman. This is the proof of Iman. My living for Allah, my dying for Allah, my life for Allah, motivated by the desire to please Allah. This is Iman. And this evolving of love to ish, ulama say happens through fasting. As-sawmuli, hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah says, Allah says, As-sawmuli, fasting is for me, for Allah. Taraka zawjatahu, wa shahwatahu, wa ta'amahu, wa sharabahu, wa ladhatahu li ajli. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, he left his wife, he left his food, he left his drink, he left his desires, everything for my sake, li ajli. Asawmuli, fasting is for me, is for Allah. Wa ana ajzi bihi. Wa ana ajzi bihi. Allah says, I will reward him. I will reward him for this fast. How much reward? Limitless. Limitless. Why limitless? I'm digressing. Ulama say, in Quran we are told there is one amal. There is one amal upon which reward is limitless. What is that amal? Sabr. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah says we will reward those who will make sabr. The example today of a mountain of sabr is our brothers and sisters and little children of Palestine, Gaza. What kind of sabr we are seeing? What kayfiyat of iman we are seeing? If only we could learn lesson from that. Not one word of shikayat. Not one word of complaint. Their homes are gone. Their livelihoods are gone. Their whole lives, whole families are being wiped out. Yet still they are standing steadfast, firm upon iman. This is sabr. This is sabr. And Allah says we will reward sabr bighayri hisab. You won't be able to count the reward. Bighayri hisab. This is one amal in which the doors to Allah's khazana open up. Now because of the munasabat of fasting with sabr, fasting also requires sabr. That is why Rasulullah ﷺ said about Ramadan, huwa shahru sabr, huwa shahru sabr. This is the month of sabr. This is the month of sabr. Wa thawabuhu al-jannah. The reward for sabr is jannat. Not just jannat, but bighayri hisab. You won't be able to count. Because of this link of fasting with sabr, ulama say, the reward for fasting also is limitless. That is why actual reward is not even mentioned. So this, ana ajzi bihi, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I will recompense. One way which ulama interpret this hadith, Ana ujza bihi. Ana ujza bihi. Allah says, I become the reward. I become the reward. Allah, you want to find Allah. Allahu Akbar. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, there's a crude example. There's a very crude example. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. Unfortunately, many of us, this applies to us. Man sits down in his car and he says, I want to go to Tongat, but he takes the Peter Maritzburg Highway. Takes the Peter Maritzburg Highway, you stop him by, Ka jari, where are you going? I'm going Tongat. Right, this is the way to just chordo, leave me. I'm going. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. Don't take this in the wrong way. And we are saying it over and over again, but it needs to be said over and over again. My respected brothers, exactly like that tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr. What do you want? You want Allah. What do you want? You want Jannat. You want the pleasure of Allah. You want Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be happy with you. You want Jame Kosar from the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tomorrow at the time of Fajr, the real test for that will come. Every day it's coming. 5 times a day when that azan is going, it's coming. The acid test. Acid test in your business when the temptation for riba is there. When the temptation to lie is there. When the temptation to cheat is there. Acid test comes at the time of your nikah. Comes in your dressing. Comes in every aspect. 24 hours. This is the promise of my Allah. You are going to be tested. Who do you want? You want Allah? You want Allah's Jannat? It is paved with what? With Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you following that? Or are you just giving lip service to what you want? Don't become like the example of that person who sat down in his car like he's going to Pietermaritzburg. And he's taking the road. Taking the road to Tongaat, but he says he's going to Pietermaritzburg. You want Allah? You will find Allah in the masjid. You want Allah? Connect to the masjid. Bring your life onto deen. Bring your life onto Allah's command. It's not complex. Today we look for a lot of, we think when things are flowery and complex, that's a solution. Solution is not complex, solution is simple. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he equated this entire life, the bark door of this dunya, the chalat pirat of this dunya, the shock of this dunya, the inclination of this dunya, the ambitions and the limitless greed and knowledge for this dunya. He cautioned us. He said, "Ma li walid dunya, ma ana fi dunya illa karakibin istadalla tahta shajara, thumma raha fatarakaha." He said, "What is there for me in this dunya? What is there for me in this dunya? My example, the example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And in such anecdotal ahadith, we find pearls of wisdom, because he gives us the nichor, the mugs, the essence, the marrow, brings it right down to the reality. He says, "Your and my example in this world is like a traveler." He saw a little bit shade underneath a tree, pause for a little while. Istadalla tahta shajara. Istadalla tahta shajara. Pause for a little while underneath the shade of that tree. Thumma raha fatarakaha. He was not interested in the scenery around the tree. He wasn't worried about checking what fruit is growing on that tree and what's the size of it. He had no long-term plans or designs. Just took a little bit of rest and continued on his journey. What is the journey of this life? This is the crunch question. What have we made our destination? What have we made our goal? Kehne wala ne to bohot behtareen andaaze mein keh diya. Very beautifully it was already said. The sum, perspective, reality of this life. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. Yawma ams yawmu amsin madha. Madi biyadika minhu shay. Wa yawmu ghadin falasta tadri anta mudrikahu amla. This dunya, this life, ambitions, desires, goals, all that in its place. The reality, 3 days. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. This dunya is only 3 days. Yawmu amsin madha. What is gone, you are not ever going to be able to turn the clock back. It's lost, gone forever. Yawmu amsin madha. Yawmu ghadin, tomorrow. Tomorrow is your visit in that Qabristan, or you have another tomorrow. There is no one here that will have the guts to challenge Allah Ta'ala on that. Yawmu ghadin, the second day is tomorrow, but that tomorrow could very well be in that cemetery. So there's no guarantee for that tomorrow. And what is the third day? Yawmun antafi, this day, this time. The next azan, the next call of Allah Ta'ala, the next temptation. This is the reality, the sum perspective of the reality of our life is today. Every one of us is on a journey. And Allahu Akbar. This journey is not to some strange place. This journey is not to some strange place. Sometimes you see one magazine, see one fancy holiday destination, and you make that your journey. You're going somewhere. You haven't been before. So you buy some books and do some preparation because I'm going to check it out, see the scenery, see this, see that. Ajeeb, this journey that every one of us in reality is on is not to some strange place. Where are we journeying to? Allahu Akbar, the last verse. The last verse of the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is Bahrullah Sahilalaw. It's a limitless ocean. It's a limitless ocean. And the reality, we don't need the whole Quran. One verse is sufficient. One verse of the Quran of my Allah is sufficient. If we will only understand it. If we will only bring it into our life. وَاتَّقُوا وَاتَّقُوا تَقْوَى. Fear. Prepare. Alarm bell. Prepare. Check. Take stock. وَاتَّقُوا. Allah is calling out. وَاتَّقُوا. يَوْمًا. Prepare. A day is coming. A day is coming. This is the last verse that was revealed upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like I said, practice on this one verse. Inshallah, it's sufficient. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is Quran. Allah says, prepare. Aga ho jao. Siren is going on. Reminders are there around you. Every janazah is a reminder. Every setting sun is a reminder. Every health that becomes sickness is a reminder. Every youth that becomes old age is a reminder. Every decline of this world is a reminder. Reminder. Yo man, you are on a journey. You are on a journey. Your destination, yo man, is a day. A day is coming. And the word Quran uses, not tasilu ilallah. Normally when you go on a journey, the Arabic word is tasil, reach your destination. Allah doesn't say you're going to reach your destination. Allah says you are returning back to your destination. We are not on some journey to a new place. Every one of us is on a journey to return back to where we came from. Turja'un. Turja'un. You are returning back. That is why fulfill the haqq of this journey. Fulfill the haqq of this journey. And what happens? What the Quran tells us, when the final day of your departure comes, finally you are now reaching your destination, then the malaika will descend. There won't be a happier day than that in your entire life. There won't be a more successful day than that in your entire life. The malaika will descend, according to the riwayat, 500 bouquets of flowers. The pukar, ayyatuhan nafsul hamida, kanat fil jasadil hamid, ukhruji, ukhruji, wa abshiri, birawhin wa rayhan, wa rabbin radin anki ghayri ghadban. Oh, praiseworthy soul, you are in a praiseworthy body. Come out now, come out now, come out now. What lies ahead of you? Allahu Akbar, the gardens of Jannat lie ahead of you. Allah who is happy with you lies ahead of you. Rabbin radin anki ghayri ghadban. Allah is happy with you. You have earned his rada. Shabash. Congratulations. This is the greatest day of your life. And how does the Quran translate this? Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Oh, tranquil soul. Sukoon. Peace. Tranquility. Tranquility. This is tranquility. Today, 3/4 of us are involved in mental depression. Mental depression. No chain, no sukoon, no peace. Why? Because we haven't identified the correct destination. We are in pursuit of something else. What were we supposed to be in pursuit of? We are not in pursuit of that. But if the destination is correct, لِآيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ. And then what word the Quran uses? إِرْجِعِي. Come back. Come back. إِرْجِعِي. You didn't start this journey. You're going back to where you came from. إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَ مَرْضِيَ فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Return back. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Last verse of the Quran. Prepare for that day when you will return back to your Allah. You made Allah the goal. We are on a journey. Our destination is Allah. Any other destination, amass what you want of this dunya. Million, 10 million, 100 million, do whatever you want. What are you going to do about death? What are you going to do about your family members around you that are dying? What are you going to do about the depression of this world? What are you going to do about sickness? Forget sickness, one boil, one pimple. You're a millionaire, billionaire, can you do something about it? Your millions and billions, can it buy sleep for you? Can it buy peace of mind for you? Your millions and billions, whatever you amass of this world, one headache will put to rest all that. Any insan's nature, whatever you will make your goal of this dunya, ye dunya atka hua hai, tera hua hai, it's stuck, it's not expanding, it's not getting more beautiful. And human nature acquires something that is not expanding. Once you acquire it, you'll start looking for something else. Only Allah is limitless. Only Allah is limitless. Only Allah is limitless. In the books of Aqaid, when Allah is introduced, قَدِيمٌ بِلَا ابْتِدَى دَائِمٌ بِلَا انْتِهَى هُوَ الْأَوَّلْ وَالْآخِرْ وَالظَّاهِرْ وَالْبَاطِنْ. Without a beginning, was forever. Without an ending, will be forever. Beyond your sight, beyond your imagination, beyond your limitations. Allah is above anything that you can imagine. Allah is limitless. And the pursuit of my Allah is a never-ending pursuit. This journey, find Allah. Connect with Allah. Become the friend of Allah. Once ulama gathered at the time of Hajj, this question was raised. What is ishq? What is muhabbat? What is the true love of Allah? One banda of Allah, we know the name, we've heard it, one of the great sages of Islam, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah, was a young Iraqi youngster at that time. Youngster. Other ulama mentioned. Then they became silent. Then they looked at this Iraqi youngster. That time he wasn't much known. مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا يَا عِرَاقِي. O Iraqi, tell us, what do you have to say about this? This journey to Allah. This journey to Allah. Which is a never-ending pursuit. Returning back to where we came from. This is the goal of your life. This is La ilaha illallah. This is La ilaha illallah. أَطْرَقَ سَعَى. Paused a little bit. ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَا. Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ بِقَلْبِهِ أَحْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ فَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ فَبِاللَّهِ وَإِنْ نَتَقَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ. There's no easy way to translate this. But the first condition, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. Allah says, I will not tolerate any partnership. No partnership. You want Allah? Allah has to become exclusive. You want to find Allah? The love for Allah, the pursuit for Allah has to supersede every other pursuit. Chahne wala, dil ke andar se Allah ki chahne wala banna chahiye. Like sahaba, ad-danithatu thiyabuhum, al-mashakkatu arjuluhum, ruwadul afaq, qutta'ul masafat. Their feet became torn. Their clothes were tattered and torn. Their feet cracked up. They tied stones to their stomach. Kabhi arsh par, kabhi farsh par, kabhi arsh par, kabhi dar badar, kabhi unke ghar. Sometimes it was the ravines of Makkah. Sometimes it was the deserts of Arabia. Sometimes it was the far, far jungles. They went wherever. They took Allah's name, Allah in front. They put rocks in their chest. Every qurbani, every sacrifice was given. You want to find Allah like Uqba bin Nafi'. Uqba bin Nafi' radiallahu anhu. Where is Najd? Where is Najd and where is Algeria? Where are the graves of Sahaba? What they gave up? What was this? The pursuit of Allah. The pursuit of Allah. To raise the name of Allah on this earth. Because by the qasam of my Allah, there is nothing more precious and more valuable than Allah. And there is no greater loss upon the whole of humanity than the failure to find Allah. This ummah was entrusted, introduced the whole humanity to who is Allah. This is the seed Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted in the hearts of Sahaba. This is why their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. Today, this has become something strange to us. This call, raise Allah's name. Raise Allah's name. Kabhi arsh far, kabhi par. Whether it's on the earth, whether it's on the skies, whether it's on the environment, whether it is on high ground, whether it is low ground. The whole wazifa of Ramadan, my Nabi said, istiksar, istiksar, increase, increase, increase what? La ilaha illallah. Uzkurullah, hatta yaqulu majnoon. Speak about Allah. Make the zikr of Allah. Invite towards Allah till the people say you are gone mad. First condition, I digress. Ana aghna shurakaya ni shirk. Ana aghna shurakaya ni shirk. Allah says, I will not tolerate any partners. No partners. You make someone else the object, anything else the object. Allah says, we hand you over to that. You want Allah, Allah has to become exclusive. Allah is to become exclusive. Abadun. This is why this call, this is why dur or der come out for long, long periods in the path of Allah. For what? Because the jamaat or anybody benefits by you leaving your homes and leaving your wealth and leaving your business and leaving. No! Show Allah, Allah is the goal. Allah's deen must come alive. The sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must come alive. For that I'm prepared to give any price. That is why this call, dur or der, we want it in the comfort of our homes, is not going to happen. Abadun, zahibun an nafsihi. Abadun, zahibun an nafsihi. First condition, the true seeker of Allah becomes oblivious of himself. He is prepared to give every price. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi, muttasilun bi dhikri rabbihi. His heart is connected with Allah. His life has come onto Shariat. His entire focus is Allah. Nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi. When this happens, wan kashafa lahu al-jabbar, akhraqa qalbahu anwaru haybatihi. The noor, the flames of Allah's anwarat, of Allah's noor has engulfed and flamed his heart. Allah reveals himself to his banda, to his true slave, from behind the curtain of his concealment. Now, when Allah is the goal, and this is a limitless journey, because my Allah is limitless, my Allah is limitless, that maza, that ecstasy, that sweetness Allah has kept in his pursuit, nothing in this world can compare with it. Why? Lazzatul munajat laysat min ad-dunya. This lazzat, this ecstasy of finding Allah is not from this dunya. Innaha min al-jannah. It is from jannat. Adharahallahu ta'ala li awliyai fid-dunya. Allah grants it to His special slaves in this world. Kam az kam niyat to kar lo bhai. At least make the niyat, I want Allah. Allah is to become the goal. Fa'in takallama. Look at this, Junaid Baghdadi rahimullah says, now when he speaks, he only speaks of Allah. Fa'in sakana, when he is alone and contemplation, he only contemplates the qudrat of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the beauty of Allah. وَإِن نَتَقَى, when he utters any word, it is about Allah. When he does any action, فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, it is in conformance to the command of Allah. فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهِ, he has become Allah's, Allah's has Allah has become his. This is the goal. عِشْق وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Iman, Quran tells us what is Iman. Allah tells us what is Iman. Ashaddu hubban lillah. His love for Allah is intense. We've run out of time. First pillar, kalima, marifat, introduction. Second pillar, salah, introduction, translates into relationship. Third pillar, zakat, relationship, translates itself into muhabbat. Fourth pillar, fasting. Fasting, muhabbat evolves now into ish, the height of love. And then what is the natural progression? Now when the love is immense, intense, inflamed your heart, what is the next desire? Mulaqat, 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 meet your Allah, meet your Allah, meet your Allah. And that is Hajj. That is Hajj. That is Hajj. This journey is not to Kaabatullah. This is not a physical journey. Sayrul Qulub. Ablagh min Sayril Abdan. Ulama say the journey of the heart is more effective than the journey of the physical body. Kam min qaidin fi kam min akhidin bi astaril bayt. وَقَلْبُهُ مُنْقَتِعٌ عَنْ رَبِّ الْبَيْتِ. How many there are that are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, but not for one second is their heart beating with Allah's love. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ فِي عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. And how many there are that are sitting in their warm, warm homes, on their warm beds, but not for one second is the heart ghafil of Allah. Every one of us, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is on a journey. Get your direction right. The journey is Allah. The goal is Allah. And let us not be, it's a crude example, I mentioned it earlier, I'm repeating it again. Don't be like those that are saying to the whole world, Allah is my goal. My Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is my goal. I'm going to Pietermaritzburg, but his car is going towards Tongat. Come out of that ghaflat. Don't reduce our deen to a game. Come as come, basic requirement. Allah is your goal. Every azan be in the masjid. Every azan be in the masjid. Otherwise you are lying to yourself. Allah forgive us. Allah give us the himmat to practice. And not just ourselves. Door to door, gully to gully, alley to alley. Hold the hand with muhabbat, with love, with shafqat. And bring one person to Allah. Connect the ummah to Allah. Allah will connect you to him. This was the wazifa of sahaba. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah.